Hey everyone, Cameron here. Welcome to a very different edition of the Celtics Lab podcast. I am in Las Vegas for Summer League, and I actually went to the launch of NBA 2K23, where I sat down with Devin Booker, the cover athlete, to talk about the game. I snuck in a few Celtics questions and a whole lot more. So that's what you're about to enjoy, and apologies in advance. We were at a crowded bar and restaurant, so occasionally the audio might be less than ideal, but I hope you enjoy nonetheless.
All right, cool. You're cool. Amazing. Okay, so first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's pretty fucking amazing.
It's crazy.
I'm not going to put that in a story, but
thank you, man.
Insane. All right, I'll do this in the story. So congratulations, big extension. Extended with Nike, correct?
Extended with Nike also, yeah.
Well deserved.
Thank you.
And Okay, come here. How about that? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask about 2K. I'm going to ask you about just general NBA stuff.
Cool.
And then I might turn up the heat a little bit, but we'll get there when we get there.
Sounds good.
Okay, so the 2K cover, I'm going to ask, how did this come together? Because I don't know if you were looking at the betting markets, but you were behind a couple of big names.
Yeah.
You were not the fan favorite.
Yeah.
So how did this come together? Walk us through it.
I mean, it's been quite some time. I mean, it's not nothing that they do, you know, quickly. You know, we did the photo shoot during the season, and obviously for me, it's a bucket list thing.
Sure.
That I've always had, and honestly, the top of the bucket list, with just having the connection with gaming and the game 2K, and been playing it my whole entire life, and, you know, to grace the cover and understand the magnitude of it and what comes with it is everything I wanted to sign up for.
Cool. When you play the game, what two teams do you play? So, I'm going to assume the Suns.
Yeah.
Right answer. So, no Suns. Suns are off the board. Who are the two teams you're looking at for 2K23 specifically?
It usually varies. You know, me and my buddies at the crib, we just random usually.
Yeah.
You random three times. The opponent, opponent picks a team.
I don't know.
I think it's a universal rule. Yeah, it's good though. It gets you playing with different teams, so people just don't play with the heavy hitters every time.
Yeah.
And it shows real skill.
I just won the game I played. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Do you remember the first time you were in a video game?
I mean, growing up, I always created like a player.
So you've been at for a while.
Yeah, I've done that for a while. Thinking back to all the way NCAA football, like I used to create a quarterback, left-handed quarterback was my thing. And then
did you play football better?
I did. And then
any good?
Very good.
Very good.
Good. And then just, you know, playing 2K, create my own player, and then they started the whole park thing and the whole, you know, it just amplified it. And I've always created a player, and then my rookie year was the first time 2K came to us, got the face scans. I remember it was at Summer League. And they got our face scans for the first time, and you know, it was a big moment for me.
You wear the little suit with all the balls?
No, I didn't do that until recently, until just now with the cover. All I did was the face scans. I went after it. I got a good stretch in before. I made a complaint to K about my player before and his movements and just how he moved, but now I think on 2K23 he's gonna be a lot better. I finally got in the mocap suit.
Okay. Talk me through, we share this honor with Diana Taurasi, Super, and Michael Jordan. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Have you worked with them previously, and what does it mean to kind of share the album art with them?
I have not worked with them in the past. I've been around DT for a while in Phoenix, and I have the utmost respect for her. You know, I call her the GOAT. Michael Jordan, the same, and I feel the same about Sue Bird also. So, you know, just to be mentioned with those names and, you know, share this moment together is, you know, it's an unbelievable honor.
Yeah. No, it's funny. I talked to DT for this, and I called her the GOAT. She's like, no. But I think we can agree. Yeah. I saw on Twitter you talking about the art on the cover. You said it might be the best of all time.
It is. I stand by that. You know, it's the first time that they did a proper photo shoot for it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was, I was caught off guard by it, but then looking back at the covers, like, they usually just grab the photo off Getty Image and put art behind it. So I think it's real groundbreaking what we did. I think moving forward, they'll probably do it every time now.
Yeah.
And just the color scheme of it, you know, just including Phoenix.
I was going to say, it's thematic. You just signed the extension, like, it works.
Yeah, it's fire.
Okay. What's a non-NBA video game you like to play?
Call of Duty. Long time.
Do you have a favorite version of Call of Duty? I'm a little bit older than you, but Modern Warfare 2, I think, was the best one.
They're redoing it now. So I grew up playing mostly Call of Duty and 2K. That's all I did for it.
What are you playing right now?
Call of Duty and
2K. Have you played the game yet?
I have not. This is going to be my first time doing 23.
Cool. If you have time, challenge extended.
We can get after it.
Cool. All right, and then looking ahead, segueing to NBA questions, who do you think makes the cover next year? Because I don't think you're allowed to. I don't know. Is he?
Great question.
Can he be on the cover next year?
I mean,
there's no rules.
You can't rule it out. You can't rule it out.
Okay, so yeah, who early favorite for NBA 2K24?
I would say either Tatum or Ja.
Cool. I don't know if you know that I'm a Boston guy, but good answer.
Yeah, I'd say one of the two.
Cool. Yeah. All right, I have some miscellaneous NBA questions for you. Cool. Tell me about Monty Williams. What does he mean for the Suns? In the drink of beer.
It means everything.
Oh. Okay, Monty means everything. Tell me more, please.
Yeah, Coach is, he's a real one. He's one of those people that when you're talking to him, you know, he looks you directly in your eyes and you feel everything that he's saying. And it's much bigger than just the sport of basketball to him. He likes to develop personal relationships and, you know, all the basketball things is a bonus. You know, we just share a common interest or a common love for the game, but he really genuinely cares about how you're doing and how you are in your day-to-day life.
As if the McCrispy couldn't get any better, Bacon and Ranch just entered the chat. The Bacon Ranch McCrispy, available at participating McDonald's for a limited time. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Similarly, what's your relationship with Chris Paul like on the court? How has it changed your game?
Our relationship is obviously growing. We've both been CAA clients for a long time, so you know he helped me, D'Angelo, and Carl, like when we were working out before, like pre-draft stuff. He would show up to our workouts, and he's just always been a mentor, somebody you can reach out to. Obviously, being the president of the NBA for a long time, he understands the business, so he just gives you so many different perspectives, and he's seen so many different things that, you know, he's a great person. And on the court, I mean, we've just took it to new heights. You know, they always say iron sharpens iron, and that's how our relationship's been. You know, just seeing his work ethic, seeing his drive, seeing everything that goes into what makes him a first ballot Hall of Famer. You've seen that firsthand.
You change your diet?
I'm not. He didn't get me. Half the team's vegan now, half the coaches are because of Chris. But, you know, I do. I mean, I eat clean. I eat well.
Yeah, my girlfriend runs marathons, so we eat clean. All right, who's the best Blu-ray player on the Suns?
I'd go with myself.
Okay, who's the second best Blu-ray player on the Suns?
Ooh. I can't answer that. You got to be in the Blu-ray game to answer that.
Yeah. Yeah, I got my clock cleaned at a bachelor party recently. Who brought it to the Suns?
I mean, I've been playing since my rookie year. So my rookie year is PJ Tucker, Jared Dudley, Eric Bledsoe. That was my first real Blu-ray game.
I have stories if we can share off.
Yeah.
All right, we're here in Vegas. What do you remember about your first summer league?
Not being able to go anywhere because I was 18.
Were you Jalen's year or a year older?
Jalen.
Jim Brown?
No, a year older. Maybe
2 years
older.
Because I know he organized Top Golf for all the rookies because they couldn't go out.
Yeah.
What do you remember about your first summer league other than the nightlife or lack thereof?
Yeah, couldn't do that. Just trying to prove myself. You know, I know that was the first moment. Had a few good games throughout. And, you know, that was just the first time of NBA action. So I just wanted to go out there and prove I wasn't a soft, light-skinned kid.
Tell me a rookie you have your eye on.
My what?
A rookie you have your eye on.
I don't know much, honestly. I have to watch him. I seen the kid, Chet. What I seen from his first game, he's tall, skilled. I got to do some more research.
Yeah, same camp. Okay, so I host the Celtics Lab podcast. I'm going to ask you about Boston, selfishly.
That's fine.
So early in the season, you handled the Celtics pretty easily, but then they got the better of you on New Year's Eve, right around when they were kind of turning the heat up. Tell me a little bit about the Celtics defense.
versatile. You know, they have great length. They have the ability to switch 1 through 5 and guard multiple positions. I think Robert Williams helps out a lot, protecting the rim, altering shots. Like I said, any team that can switch 1 through 5 and, you know, you're big, it's not a mismatch on a quicker guard. You know, that's important.
So, in Boston anyways, when they weren't playing well, people wanted to break up Tatum and Brown. Mm-hmm. Why do you think fans today are so quick to count out certain players or certain teams?
That's just the nature of the game. Nature of social media, nature of, you know, just self-hate, and it's on full display, but that's the beauty of sport in the end of the day. So, you know, you got to take everything that comes with it. I mean, we're not out there to prove anybody wrong, but if that happens, it happens.
All right. I'm calling this section No Comment, which is I'm going to ask questions that are thornier, and if you want to say no comment, you say no comment.
Perfect.
And if you say no comment, you say no comment too. All right. I did a little research. There's a little bit of buzz. Devin Booker, what is the status of your love life?
No comment.
So you've played this game before.
Yeah, I'm good at this.
Okay, no comment. Who loves Kobe more, you or Jason Tatum?
No comment. We both love him a lot. The thing about that, even, I'll elaborate on that, even I've seen him getting hate on just representing Kobe and being inspired by him, but Kobe always said, you know, his one job was to inspire the next generation. That's what he's done for us, so you know, he's going to live forever in this game, and not even in basketball. You know, it's just an approach to life, and he's changed and shaped so many people's lives where I think it's foolish for people to, you know, to give hate to somebody like me or Jason representing one of our idols.
So Draymond recently defended Kevin Durant on his podcast, defended his trade request. He explained that players are businesses and businessmen, not just athletes. First of all, did you happen to catch that?
I didn't see it.
What do you think is the balance between player empowerment and loyalty as someone who's re-upped with their franchise?
No comment.
Yeah, that's the same. Two more? Okay. Well, this one might be a quick one. What's your relationship with Kevin Durant like?
We're Olympic gold medal teammates, so that was a big moment for us.
Cool. Mutual respect, no doubt.
100%, always.
Cool. All right, my last question. What's the next car you're going
to
buy?
Ooh, probably...
Did you stick with Chevy, or are you going to
Yeah, out? Everything's Chevy that I have. Probably a 57 Bel Air. I have the 58, 59 right now, so I want the trifecta.
I have the Volkswagen Golf. So
that's fire.
All right. Congratulations again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Congratulations to you all. And, really appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Hey, quick question.
No comment.
What do you think?